This is the Sunshine Economy on WLRN. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Hudson. Fashion is big business, certainly. It's very serious business. It's also about what we wear. South Florida has its own style. In fact, I would argue it has several styles. Margarita sent us a photo of South Florida fashion style on Instagram. She describes it as, quote, being bold about it, as in all-white everything, wearing whatever you want, whenever you want, because you can. Now, she posted a selfie. That's a self-portrait. All white, top, blazer, and skirt. Only in Miami, though, I would say that all white is considered being bold. Oscar tweeted us that Miami needs to be dressed up a bit, but in our climate, dressed up does not mean black suits. And we've also got a photo of Oscar on our website at WLRN.org. Now, there's a clear difference between South Florida fashions. What you can get away with on Miami Beach, very different than Palm Beach, certainly different than Key West. Marilyn from Fort Lauderdale picked up on this, saying, yes, Miami is more dressy, Latino style, high heels, tight jeans, low-cut tops, lots of bling. Fort Lauderdale, a bit more casual, a bit more conservative. Pauline wrote to us, Miami fashion isn't fashion at all. It's just comfort wear combined with an occasional sexy outfit. She also admitted to us that she spends maybe $1,000 a month on clothing. But not everyone we spoke to was so extravagant.
Hi. My name is Jasmine, and I think South Florida's fashion style is definitely a sundress, whether it's a yellow one with a white polka dot or a red one with white polka dots, with a light, light-colored jacket or blazer for the ladies. That's the South Florida fashion style.
All right, a polka-dotted sundress with a light blazer. Looks pretty good. Now, Martha thinks she has South Florida fashion boiled down to its essence.
To me, South Florida style can best be described in three words.
All right, what are those? Sunshine, sweat, and suave? Maybe flip, flop, and provocative?
Number one, cool.
Oh, cool. Well, it is hot here, yeah, and we also certainly like to look good.
Wearing lightweight and breathable fabrics, such as linen and cotton, is a must in our steamy weather. But looking and feeling cool and trendy is also just as important to South Floridians. We love brand names, but we hate to admit it.
Yeah, isn't that true? So got it. Cool. Staying cool and looking cool.
Number two would be short.
Short. Yes, we do like short clothes, but I imagine that goes along with it being so hot here.
Whether it's short skirts, short shorts, long shorts, short pants, skin is always in sunny South Florida.
Ha ha. Short to show some skin. Yeah, so that's certainly true.
And number three, colorful.
Colorful. Our bright oranges, deep blues, searing greens. Let's face it, we live in a tropical colorscape, so this makes sense.
Rich, vibrant colors and tropical prints and patterns.
Yeah, so we can get away with dressing loudly. Just blame our surroundings. Now, some of us, though, still like to throw on what's just comfortable, if not fashionable. After all, we may be driven to it by what we do in those clothes.
Jeans and t-shirts are what we wear, since a dog training hobby is what we share. Sandals aren't safe to run with the dogs, and neither are clunky old shoes called clogs. So socks and tennis shoes really are best. When nighttime comes, in slippers we'll rest.
Some practical fashion tips, South Florida or not, written by Marge Miller, read there to us by her daughter, Debbie Bates, dog trainers. As Debbie also wrote to us, my mom is very clever with her rhymes. She just hasn't kept up with the times. But training dogs is her passion. She just doesn't care that much for fashion. Ready to wear or custom tailored, the latest style of flip-flops, a t-shirt or shorts. What we wear is a statement about who we are. It also provides clues about where we're from and where we may be going. This is the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening to WLRN.